Ever wonder about questions that don't seem to have solid answers? Like, if God is so good, then why is there so much suffering in the world? Or why should we trust the Bible, and who wrote it anyway? Maybe you found the answers, but they didn't fully satisfy you. Well, welcome to Straight from the Bible, where you can find real answers from God's Word. Give us a call if something's on your heart. You can call us right now at 472-1111 or in the CNMI at 323-1113. You can also text or WhatsApp your questions to 671-686-9999. And now, straight from the Bible.
Well, a beautiful evening to you. Thank you for tuning in to our live edition of Straight from the Bible. In the studio with us this evening is Pastor Marr. We're thankful to have him along, and he's got a message for us as we begin our live Q&A program. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Hello, good afternoon, people of Guam. Yes, right now we're going to share something about God's Word or answer some questions from you. We're going to share and discuss about prayer and fasting. What's really the advantage? What are the advantages of those who have the regular prayer and sometimes doing fasting? You know, Elder Matt, people are asking, why do we need to pray and to fast? What's the connection for that in our spiritual growth? prayer and with fasting actually can be a transformative experience that nurtures spiritual growth and deepens our relationship with God. Before we continue, shall we bow our head first for the word of prayer? Let's pray. Father God, kind Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for this another privilege that you've given to us to learn more about your words and to have dialogue with you, with our friends, through their questions. And thank you so much, oh God, for your promise of being with us as we proceed this study from your words. We are praying also for all our friends, especially those who are driving, and some of them are just at home. Bless them, O God, the Father. Thank you, God, for hearing and answering our prayer. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, let me share just at least three verses in regards to prayer and fasting. The first one is in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. The Bible said, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigured their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Another one is in Isaiah chapter 58. Verses 6 to 7 in New International Version, the Bible said, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? It is not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. And the last one is in Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. In the New International Version, the Bible said, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and relents from sending calamity." You know, Matt, these verses emphasizes the importance of sincerity in fasting and the connection between prayer, fasting, and also social justice. In other words, we're not just, you know, longing to be right with God, to grow spiritually, but also to apply it outside, to be good to our neighbors, to those who are in need. God wants us to exercise those. You know, by the way, those things are just really an outcome of that great connection that we have in Jesus. Now, the question is, why do we need to pray with fasting? Can we just come to church, attend church, listen to the sermon without any fasting or doing any prayer at all? Here, praying with fasting can be a powerful spiritual practice for several reasons. The first one is deepening spiritual. In other words, when we practice praying and fasting regularly, it will deepen our spiritual connection with God, because fasting can help clear distraction and create space for deeper prayer, allowing for a more focused and intimate connection with God. If we are not doing it, sometimes our prayer is just not even be able to reach our ceiling. In other words, it's not really powerful because there is no focus in there. The second one is humility and dependence. Fasting is an act of humility that acknowledges our dependence on God. It reminds us that our spiritual needs are as vital as our physical ones. Of course, we want to eat physical food every day, and usually we want to take 3 times a day. Same thing with our spiritual food. If we want to grow and be healthy physically, of course, we want to be healthy also and grow spiritually. And that's the reason why we need to pray every day and sometimes to fast, okay? For us to have focus on prayer and to exercise also the spirit of humility and total dependence on God. Number three, seeking clarity and guidance. You know, when facing important decisions or seeking directions, fasting can heighten spiritual sensitivity. It improves our spiritual sensitivity and openness to God's guidance. Yes, if this is the case, so we encourage everybody to pray and fast sometimes. Another thing is repentance and reflections. You know, fasting can be a way to express sorrow for sin and a desire for spiritual renewal, helping to cultivate a heart of repentance. This is one of the blessing of fasting, you know, to help us, motivate us, encourage us to have repentance, to repent to God, and to reflect something, meditate God's goodness, and going deeper with God's word, and to apply whatever things that we studied from the word. Another thing is intercession and advocacy. And a fasting while praying for others can amplify the urgency and sincerity of our petitions, demonstrating a deep commitment to seeking God's intervention. So it's good. So if you want to intercede or to have the intercession with advocacy, so the recommendation is to fast while praying. Because as I said a while ago, when we fast, there's focus in there. We are not distracted by anything, especially food. Because food is really big things to each one of us. We love to eat. But if you are going to stop eating at this particular moment, on this point, it means the focus is just on the Word of God. Number six is strengthening discipline. Talking about spiritual discipline and even physical. The practice of fasting helps build spiritual discipline, teaching self-control and commitment to spiritual goal. Yes, to summarize, combining prayer with fasting can enhance our spiritual life or deepen our relationship with God and also provide a greater sense of purpose and clarity in our prayers. Yes, so we encourage everybody, especially our brothers and sisters, our friends, especially if you are really thinking and longing, or maybe you are desiring of something, you are thinking of how to grow more spiritually, or maybe you're requesting for something from the Lord. So prayer with fasting is recommended. We encourage everybody to apply this kind of spiritual discipline. I'm entertaining, maybe there are some of our friends want to ask questions in regards with prayer and fasting. We can answer you here on air.
If you'd like to ask a question this evening on Straight from the Bible, you can call, text, or WhatsApp us at 671-686-9999, 671-686-9999. Those are some ways to reach out to us. And if you're streaming on Facebook, of course, you can comment there or you can private message us on our Facebook. We'd love to hear from you this evening with your question. It could be on fasting or perhaps some other Bible topic. And 671-686-9999.
Yeah, I want to share more, a little bit, Brother Matt, about, because some of the people are really asking, what are some of the benefits of prayer with fasting while waiting for or a live questions. So prayer with fasting offers a lot of benefits. Have you tried to fast, Elder Matt?
Many times. You probably, and we probably should have informed you of our day of prayer and fasting. You probably saw something about it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't communicate well, did we?
Yeah.
It was
I love to fast.
On Monday, we invited our listeners to pray and fast with us. It's on our calendar. It's the second annual. Mm-hmm. So it's the Monday before prior to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. You know, prayer and fasting is not just to improve or to enhance our spiritual growth, but it helps also, it helps us physically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, here are some of the benefits for this fasting or prayer with fasting. Number one is enhanced spiritual focus. Fasting removes distractions, allowing for deeper concentrations during prayer and a more profound connection with God. But at the same time, the Bible really encourage us to, if we want to apply fasting, we want to make it really naturally, not to tell everybody that I'm boasting that you are really fasting, you used to fast every day or maybe once a week or whatever. Yeah, God really wants us to apply this, and the purpose is really to focus our connection with God or dialogue with God.
Right.
Not really about people. Another thing is increase sensitivity to God. You know, the act of fasting can heighten spiritual awareness, making it easier to discern God's voice and guidance. Wow. Actually, some of my friends and even church members, they ask this question all the time, Pastor, how can I discern God's voice?
Right.
And guidance. And here, one of the guidelines is really prayer and fasting. Because here, we can focus our attention with God. And there, you can easily hear the small voice from God through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Another thing is strengthen faith. Don't you know, Ilirmat, that those church members who love to pray and fast grow more spiritually than those who don't have. And it says there, according to the survey, is like 80% of those who are really doing the prayer and fasting grow spiritually. You know why I said just 80%, not 100%? You know why? Because the Pharisees, they're also doing prayer and, and fasting. You know, they fast also, but they don't grow spiritually.
Right.
Yeah. The reason why they don't grow spiritually, because the focus there is no longer about their connection with God, but just to boast to the people that they're better or they're holier than the other.
Right. And that's the passage, one of the passages you read a few minutes ago,
yes,
actually referred to that, where they were even putting ashes on their heads and dressing in sackcloth, and so that people would know that they were fasting, and that people would be, perhaps during that time in Israel, maybe people would be like, oh, wow, you're so holy.
Wow.
You're really, really such a dedicated believer in God, perhaps. So that's perhaps something of the times in which they lived. We don't really see that today, right? But
Because the purpose for that one, that why God's people are wearing sackcloth or putting ashes, the purpose is really it signified sorrow for sin and a deep desire for repentance. That's really the purpose for that one. But the problem is that the Pharisees, they did it in order for them to show to the people that they are holy, they are much better spiritually than the other people. Yeah, that's really a danger. Yeah, even right now, Brother Matt, probably you want to show to the people that you read your Bible every day, and the purpose is really to tell them that you are better, or you are holier than them.
Oh boy!
It's dangerous. You come to church because you just want to tell them that you are holier than them. Okay, you are spiritually better than them. But the purpose for this one is not really about that. It's all about mourning and humility. Humility. And then about ashes, sprinkling ashes on oneself was a visible expression of grief and humility before God, often signifying a recognition of mortality and human frailty. In other words, to let God know that you really need Him, okay? You really need God. And that's the purpose for that one, humility before God.
So a listener asked, we just got a message from a question from a listener is, mm-hmm. I've never fasted before. How long do I fast for?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Yeah, no, remember, this is the guideline for us here. Remember, the purpose, the main purpose of the prayer and fasting is, especially the fasting, talking about the fast, okay? The fasting is the main purpose is really in order for you not to be distracted by anything, because you want to focus your prayer or your connection, your dialogue with God. That's the main purpose for that one. Probably you're fasting. Some people, they fast within just a day. Probably in their mind, they want to focus on their dialogue with God within a day. Some people, they fast within 3 days. By the way, when I was there in Palau, Brother Matt, I experienced the fast within 7 days.
Mm.
Without any food. I just have liquid, like juices. Mm-hmm.
So there are different kinds of fasts.
Yes.
Right.
And sometimes also situational. Like, for example, your fasting is not really about food, but maybe you want to stop using any social medias or cell phones or whatever, anything that will distract your focus on God.
So you're saying perhaps even fasting from social media.
Correct.
For a period of time.
Correct.
In order to strengthen our relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
right? Or, and different people have different distractions.
Correct,
it
yes.
It could be fasting from the news.
Mm.
It could be fasting from whatever internet use or, you know, whatever. It could be fasting from even radio.
Yeah,
or
even
television,
radio. Even
right?
Radio.
Just to have silence and just talk to God.
Correct.
Read His Word. Pray.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, that reminds me of the Daniel fast, which is in Daniel 10. And Daniel didn't completely fast from food in his fast, but he actually fasted from rich foods and for 21 days.
Yes.
So similar to the fast you're talking about that you did for, did you say 3 days or?
7 days.
7 days.
Yes.
Where you just took liquids.
Yeah.
By the way, we should say this disclaimer. That you should check with your doctor first. We don't want someone
Correct.
To end up in a diabetic coma or in serious health problems.
Yes.
So you can check with your doctor first before you do a fast. But there are a lot of health benefits to healthy people from a physical fast in addition to spiritual benefits.
Correct. Yeah, some Bible characters in the Bible, like Jonah, you know, Job, Daniel, they fasted. And then it really helps.
Mm.
It helps. It helps.
So many examples in the scripture. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights,
yes.
as did Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it comes down to a personal choice, right? Of and we can ask God, God, I want to be closer to you. Help me to know how I can start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's better to start small and be successful rather than to perhaps, you know, maybe that's not the first time you fasted, Pastor Mar.
Mm-hmm.
7 days may not be the first time.
Yeah, no, it is.
Right? But maybe
I started with 1 day,
right.
of course. And then actually this is the thing when in my mind, my goal is just really 3 days.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Because that's for me, that's really maximum for me.
Right.
Yeah, because I used to fast just a day. And then after 3 days, in my mind, let me try till the fourth day. And then after that one, I'm still good. Let me try until fifth day. I'm still good. And the sixth day, and then I was able to reach seventh day. And my wife said, okay, probably it's time for you to. Yeah, because in my mind, some people that were able to fast for two weeks. And Jesus is really, for many days, you know? But, but I'm so glad that, you know, I was able to reach that level at the 7 days. But I felt really great, Brother Matt. I love it. I love it.
Praise God.
By the way, talking about distractions, probably your distraction is not food.
Well, Pastor Mar and I are both very slender. most people enjoy food.
Enjoy food, that's true.
But there are different habits, and you touched a little bit on that, mm-hmm. different things that we might be wrestling with, perhaps addictions. You know, most people wrestle with an addiction at some point in their lives, almost all of us.
Correct.
You know, whatever it is, you touched on some of them.
Correct.
There can be, and you know, some addictions are really super destructive, right?
Mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
ripping our lives apart, tearing our families apart. Others are less noticeable,
mm-hmm.
but they're still destructive to our spiritual life.
Yes.
And so this can be one of the things that we could fast and pray for is an addiction that we're wrestling with, whatever it is, whether mm-hmm. it's a drug habit or whether it's an addiction to social media, mm-hmm. like we mentioned, or some other activity that really just becomes all-encompassing. It just takes every spare minute of our lives
mm-hmm.
and maybe even intrudes even into our work time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these are things impacts our family time. These are destructive things in our lives. Uh-huh. We may not consider them to be destructive, but when we're open and honest and we look at our relationship perhaps with our family
mm-hmm.
and our most importantly our relationship with God, how is it impacting our relationships? So
and
those could be important things
mm-hmm.
to fast for.
Yeah, and probably we thought that it's not destructive to us, but it affects our family.
Well, we should ask our family. Is there, you know, is there something that is hurting my time with you? And mm-hmm. ask them to be honest with us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if there is, then maybe that's something we really need to look hard at.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard for us to be honest with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Because, for example, being a workaholic is also addiction.
It is. It's true.
And probably you're thinking, no, I really need to do it. I really need to finish everything because it's really necessary and very important. What about your wife?
And
your
time
children,
with your Heavenly Father.
So your time with your family.
Yes.
Okay? Your time with God. See? Anything that affects your focus on God, especially in the context of prayer and fasting, is things that need to be considered.
Amen. We're going to stay with us. We've got more on this topic of prayer and fasting ahead. Happy to hear your questions. You can call, text, or WhatsApp us 671-686-9999, 671-686-9999. Look forward to hearing from you this evening. I want to thank those who have already sent us a question. And stay with us here on Straight from the Bible. It's 5:30 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to the second half of Straight from the Bible. Call right now with your Bible question. In Guam, it's 472-1111. In the CNMI, it's 323-1113. You can email your questions anytime to Bible at joyfmradio.net. Submit them online at joyfmradio.net or message us on Facebook at facebook.com/joyfmradio. Join us now for the second half of Straight from the Bible.
Well, I apologize. That wasn't much of a break, was it? You're tuned into Straight from the Bible. I'm apologizing to Pastor Mar, our host this evening. We're talking about prayer and fasting, welcoming your questions, comments, concerns about prayer and fasting in particular. And you can interact with us on our social media. You can message us. You can find us on social media at Joy FM Radio, at Joy FM Radio. We're also streaming on Facebook this evening and welcoming your feedback there. And again, of course, you can call, text, or WhatsApp us at 671-686-9999, 671-686-9999. You know, it's interesting, Pastor Mar, because fasting has become actually somewhat of a fad
mm-hmm.
and in recent times. And one of the most recent things I saw, and it may not be very recent, but the 16-8 fast. Have you seen that?
Mm.
Did you come across that by chance?
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone commenting on that where fasting for 16 hours a day and then eating during the other 8 hours.
Yeah.
it's interesting because one of the early pioneers in the church that we belong to actually recommended eating 2 meals a day as a healthy choice. So that's a recommendation. Now, the 16-8 fast, from what I've read, people eat all during the 8 hours, perhaps. Now, that may not be the best for your digestive system. but
yes,
you could have a meal and then pause and then have another meal after 8 hours. That could be really have some
probably
health benefits, and then no meal again until the next day.
Yeah.
So that's ideal, and that's how I originally was understanding the 16-8, but then I read a little bit more, and that's not necessarily what's being recommended, but a good concept if done in the right way.
And remember, we really encourage everybody to ask your doctor first before applying anything as far as fasting is concerned, okay? Yeah, if you are thinking of a longer fasting, or of fasting, so it's good to ask our doctor. But as I said, the main focus of fasting is not just really about because you used to eat and you want to do it all the time without any purpose.
Right.
Yeah, like for example, in the Old Testament here, like Job, Jonah, and Daniel, they demonstrated this practice as a means of expressing grief, repentance, and earnest supplication to God.
Right.
But have you noticed something in the New Testament? There's not like in the Old Testament time. Why? Why do you think?
Well, I would say yes and no. Jesus talked about fasting a bit.
Mm-hmm.
One example I was thinking of is about the boy with the evil spirit who was brought, and that Jesus wasn't with the disciples at the moment. A large crowd gathered, and they were, by the way, it's found in Mark chapter 9 is one of the places where you can find the story. And there, the disciples weren't able to cast out this evil spirit. Must have been kind of, to have someone demon-possessed, that's really, it's a little bit terrifying if you aren't solidly connected to God. It shakes you.
Uh-huh.
It shakes you. And they probably were quite shaken. And then Jesus appeared on the scene, and he cast out this demon out of the boy. And then he told the disciples later, they asked him, why couldn't we cast it out? And he said, this kind can come out, can only come out except with prayer and
prayer
fasting.
Prayer and fasting.
Right?
Mm. But the question there is no wearing of sackcloth and ashes. The practice of
right.
wearing
no.
sackcloth and ashes
no.
is in the Old Testament most of the time.
True. And not every example of fasting, because Daniel's fast, he didn't put sackcloth and ashes.
Absolutely.
Right? But it is true that in some instances there was. And that was the reason that they were putting sackcloth and ashes, was not to say, hey, look at me, I'm such a holy person. It was to humble themselves before God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because ashes on the head, you're dirty.
Uh-huh.
And sackcloth on the body, it's scratchy. And you're saying, God,
uh-huh.
I am so, desperate.
Mm-hmm.
I need your help,
need your
right?
help. Mm-hmm.
That was the case with many examples.
Uh-huh.
I believe that Esther, during her fast, she asked the people to put on sackcloth.
Yeah.
And I believe with, I'm trying to think of some different examples, Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I believe the people, when Jonah spoke to the people of Nineveh, I believe they also put on sackcloth and ashes and fasted as well. There's so many examples, right, in the Old Testament of this fasting.
Mm-hmm. So this is the thing. So the main purpose is really, the focus is on humility and repentance.
Mm.
In other words, a total dependence on God. Some saying, Lord, I really need you. I am nothing without you.
Right.
Now, I really need your help. I need your help. That's the main focus
yes.
for that.
Mm-hmm. King David is a good example
of
that.
King David is a good example.
He was, he had this illicit affair with this woman,
uh-huh.
And then she was pregnant, and maybe our listeners, some of you are not familiar with the story. I'm just going to give you the highlights of
mm-hmm.
it. You have to go back and read the story, but mm-hmm. he sent her husband into battle and had him killed. Basically, mm-hmm. he murdered him, King David, and then the prophet came to King David and told him a parable. And then King David realized he was very sinful, and he was worthy of death himself
mm-hmm.
For this wicked thing that he had done, to have And he had taken the woman into his house, mm-hmm. married her after he had her husband killed, and now she was going to have a child, mm-hmm. and the prophet told him the child's going to die mm-hmm. Because of your evil, this evil thing that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And so David fasted and prayed, please, God, spare this child, this wicked thing that I've done that's mm-hmm. caused this horrible thing to happen to my wife's child that's about to be, our child that's about to be born. And he fasted and prayed. God didn't intervene mm-hmm. to save that child. But later the next son of this woman became the next king of Israel. His name is Solomon. Mm-hmm. And so God did forgive David of his sin. He acknowledged that David was repentant. Mm. And so it's a beautiful outcome.
So look at that, the outcome of the prayer and fasting. It helped David to recognize his sinfulness.
Yes.
At the same time, that opportunity to reconnect himself to God.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think we need this kind of practice today?
You know, we're surrounded by distractions.
Uh-huh.
Surrounded. We need quiet time, uh-huh. prayerful time, fasting with God to maintain that connection with Him so that we don't become lost.
Yes.
Lost in this world, lost in the midst of the constant noise and everything that's around us.
Everything surrounds us.
We need to be able to stay that connection. And that's true of Esther and Daniel and so many others.
If today, nowadays, we have a lot of distractions than before during the Old Testament and New Testament time, it means the more that we need prayer and fasting.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to survive spiritually without this deeper focus on God. And
Amen.
The best spiritual disciplines to be applied is prayer and fasting. You know, I tried not to have a prayer within a day because I really just want to know what will be my feeling, you know? Where am I? Am I really feel safe without prayer within just a day? I tell you.
Sounds dangerous.
I'm not comfortable. It's really dangerous. I'm always scared. I'm not relaxed.
Do not follow Pastor Mar's example in that.
Don't. And from now, I remember, no, it is not God. I am not really relaxed. But if you connect yourself to God every day in the morning, noon, in the evening, it means in your mind you are always in the hand of God and
Amen.
You feel safe.
Amen. You know, there are some miraculous stories of God's intervention as His people fasted, and Esther is a mm-hmm. wonderful example where she had been the king. She was living in a foreign country. Esther was a Jew living in a foreign country. She had been chosen as the queen mm-hmm. of that place. And the husband, as king, had been tricked by one of his advisors into mm-hmm. condemning all Jews to death. He would mm-hmm. have their countrymen kill the Jews. He had been told that they were troublemakers. And so Esther found out from her uncle that this was going to take place, and her uncle, who was, of course, a Jew also, pleaded with her mm-hmm. to go before the king and plead for their people's lives. And Esther then proclaimed a fast, mm-hmm. and then she went before the king. You couldn't go before the king in that empire without being called. You mm-hmm. couldn't just go before the king. It was on pain of death that you would go before the king of your own accord. Mm-hmm. You were only to come when you were invited. And she went before the king uninvited, and he was pleased to see her. And so then they feasted for several days, and then he asked, what do you want, Esther? And she told him the lives of my people. And then God intervened in a dramatic way, and the Jews were able to defend themselves because of the king's proclamation. Mm-hmm. And so it was a wonderful outcome of how God intervened when Esther and her people prayed and fasted and asked for God to protect their lives. And so, you know, sometimes we have major things in our lives. Maybe we're not under a death decree, mm-hmm. but there are dramatic things happening in our lives, big decisions, big problems
Correct.
To wrestle with. These can be yeah. times to fast and pray and ask for God's intervention mm-hmm. or to ask for, as you mentioned earlier, for to make a decision, mm-hmm. A big decision, to ask for God's guidance.
Yeah, it's probably something to do with your work. It's like, of course, you want to spend time with God during Sabbath day, mm-hmm. but your employer requested you to work on that day. Probably it's time to really have dialogue with God deeply with prayer and fasting. Or maybe it's something to do with our health concern, okay? Or probably with our family problems. So any concerns, so we can give all these things to the Lord, like what Esther and God's people did during those times. Yes. Aside from, there are three major benefits of fasting, Matt. It's the first one is something to do with, you know, the physical. And the other one is something to do with emotional. And the third one is something to do with community and social benefits. For physical, as you mentioned a while ago, yeah, of course, we need to ask your doctor. But this is the natural outcome of fasting. It detoxification. It means it's a detox to our body. When we fast, it allows our body to detoxify because we stop putting something, you know, in our body, and we want to rest a little bit. So it detoxify. And it gives also the digestive system a break and can help eliminate toxin.
Mm.
It also improves metabolism. By the way, there was a time that I had trouble with my stomach. And my eating habit is not really good. And the doctors advised me to stop eating for maybe to escape for with a day. It really helps, you know. It improved my metabolism. Yes, it also enhanced our mental clarity. There's a saying that once you keep feeding, you know, your body with food, and you are not really, your system is not resting anymore, the mind is not working very well. And the doctors always mention that one. So it really right. helps. I didn't know that even the medical science, you know, approved this, or they accepted the idea. And it's found in the Bible. The Bible mentioned it. And before they discover it, God already mentioned it, and He want His people to exercise it for the sake of spiritual and physical benefits. For emotional, it says increase discipline. You know, it's really not easy to stop, eating something that you want to eat.
You know, and even on a broader spectrum than that, when you talk about increasing, what word did you use again just a moment ago? Self-discipline, right?
Self-discipline.
Self-discipline.
Yeah.
That encompasses more than just food. If we want to have self-discipline in our lives, mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about addictions or different things. It can be more than just food. And food is a big... Appetite is our greatest battle, isn't it?
Uh-huh,
appetite.
Uh-huh.
And appetite encompasses more than just food.
More than just food.
It's appetite for various kinds of physical things.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that time of fasting to say, I don't always have to have the fork going to my mouth. Or for married people, it could be sex, right? Yeah. Hopefully we're avoiding that outside of marriage, as the scripture teaches. It's a topic for another time. But there's a third area I'm not thinking of right now, but I can't think of it. But anyway, but being able to gain that self, and we need the Holy Spirit. So it's not just, I don't think it's just self-control. It's Holy Spirit control, isn't it? Like actually clearing that avenue of communication with heaven and allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and help us to take control of things that are out of control in our lives.
Yeah. By the way, it's not really just about fasting. The purpose of fasting is in order for you to have that focus with God.
Mm.
And because of that, the Lord can really penetrate, can easily penetrate to your heart, your mind, through the work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's the one that gives you strength. Fasting, that's nothing. Everybody can just fast, but without any purpose at all.
Right.
But we're talking about the prayer and fasting with to have that focus with our God, you know?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's the main purpose for that one. There's another thing. This is really beautiful about the emotional and psychological benefits. Aside from the increasing of discipline, it's emotional resilience. Do you think this one is really important? Emotional resilience?
Amen.
Yeah. It's really important. It can promote emotional strength and resilience, helping individuals cope with stress and challenges. Nowadays, we are in the midst of this really worst world. A lot of distractions around us. And if our emotions are not secured, oh no, it's hard to survive. No wonder some people, they just, decided to end their life because for them it's unbearable. Yeah. So this is really good.
You know, another area of fasting that we haven't mentioned, another reason to fast also would be that for the salvation of our loved ones.
Wow.
And maybe someone is struggling with suicidal thoughts. That's a loved one, right? Maybe it's not us, but maybe it's a loved one, and fasting and praying and asking, interceding on behalf of that person who doesn't maybe realize their need for God or is really just struggling in life. And we could intercede on their behalf for God to work in their hearts and lives.
Don't you know that Daniel fasted not really for himself?
Right.
But for who? For his own people, for God's people.
Yes.
And he even said, oh Lord, please forgive my people, your people. Yeah. So he fasted for his own people, for God's people.
Amen.
So when we fast and when we pray and fast, not just for ourselves, but also for our loved ones, for other people.
And go ahead.
As you said, probably we have some friend that's really struggling emotionally or mentally or financially or maybe physically with very sick, really sickly people or friends. This one can help.
Amen. Sometimes I've offered I've offered to fast and pray with someone who's struggling over whatever, an addiction or something too. Let's fast and pray together for this and see that if God won't choose to intervene on your behalf. You know, Jesus also, he wasn't just fasting for himself when he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He was fasting so that his ministry would have the power that it, and the impact, the greatest power and impact on people's lives, don't you think? It wasn't just for himself.
So we encourage our friends and church members to exercise this kind of spiritual discipline. Because one of the purpose why God established the church in the community is really to bring his message to the people. It's a nice practice. So in order for us to be empowered to do the work, so we want to have this prayer and fasting to make us really be equipped in doing God's mission, in the context of God's mission. Same thing with all the pastors, you know, it's not really easy for us to lead God's people in this chaos world without power from above. So prayer and fasting is really absolutely necessary in our church leadership. Another point is prayer and fasting help us to be more compassionate. To be more compassionate, okay? It contributes, it helps us to be more compassionate. Remember that one of the verses, the verses that I read a while ago? The kind of fasting that God yes. requires us.
Yes.
It's not just to abstain from food, but really to help the needy. To extend compassion to our neighbors, to love them, to serve them. So prayer and fasting also help us to be compassionate. Fasting often fosters a sense of empathy and compassion for those who are less fortunate, encouraging acts of service and outreach. Like what the Managuaiza members of fellowship is doing last Sabbath afternoon. They feed the homeless. And they love to do it. Yeah, I'm glad that our brothers and sisters in Managua's fellowship enjoying this kind of ministry. God said, so fasting is not just about abstaining from anything, but also extending my hands to all the needy.
Amen. So maybe bringing more awareness
correct.
To our minds of how we can truly care for
mm-hmm.
others and their needs, not just focusing on our own needs,
yes.
right? Which is a temptation to just be focused on ourselves and what we need constantly.
Now this is the connection for that, you know? Like, for example, if you have that deeper dialogue with God without any distraction, God can easily, you know, impart something in your mind, guides you on what to do next. And probably this is the outcome for that one, to reach those who are in need, especially in need of spiritual things. For the context of community and social benefits, you know, the benefits of prayer and fasting, it says here, it contributes for unity and collective purpose. You know, if God's people, us, you know, when we practice prayer and fasting, of course, it helps our brothers and sisters to have this collective purpose, to strengthen each other, remind each other, and work each other, and grow spiritually with our brothers and sisters. And secondly, awareness and advocacy.
I'm sorry, I didn't even watch the time and tell you we were almost out of time. I'm sorry, Pastor Moore.
Sure.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Straight from the Bible. We hope that the thoughts today and the scripture shared on prayer and fasting are a blessing to you. There's a wonderful website. It's called Revival and Reformation, and it has some wonderful articles on prayer and fasting.
Correct.
If you want to check it out, it's Revival and, I believe it's revivalandreformation.org. You can learn more there. And we still invite your questions. If you have more questions, you're welcome to contact us. We can probably answer those next week on Straight from the Bible. Have a blessed evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you again next Monday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. for another edition of Straight from the Bible. Have a blessed evening. The time is 6 p.m.
God bless you.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Straight from the Bible. If you missed out on your question and would like to have it aired next time, you can also email us anytime at bible@joyfmradio.net. Submit them at online@joyfmradio.net or message us on Facebook at facebook.com/joyfmradio. Join us again next time for another edition of Straight from the Bible. Until then, may God bless you as you study His holy word, the Bible.